Welcome to the Chelsea Pines Podcast. If you're a real estate human who is ready to show up online with heart and humanity and not hustle and hacks, you've made it to the right place, friends. Let's get into the show. Instagram Reels. Yes, we haven't talked about Reels in a while, so I thought we would just do a whole session on my thoughts on where Reels have been, where they're going, what I'm seeing, the frustrations, etc. So I recently just saw something that I thought was really, really, really interesting. And this was on, I want to make sure I get my sources right, on social media today. So as you know, I am often the resident Instagram expert when it comes to the social media marketing talk show, which is owned by Social Media Examiner. I go live with Jerry Potter and we talk about all of the updates that are happening in Instagram, which believe me, it's like three or four pages of notes every single time we do a show because there's so many updates in Instagram happening at all the time. And So many glitches. I have had the strangest things happen. I've never in my life been locked out of my Instagram account until this week. And let me tell you, I had a complete moment of panic. I don't know what happened. I know that a lot of other people experienced it, but I was locked out and I couldn't get in. I had to actually use my backup codes. And if you don't know what those are, I highly recommend that you Google it. There's plenty of YouTube videos on how to set up your emergency backup codes for Instagram. Friends, I would not have gotten back in had I not had those. So the problem with Instagram and Facebook is that if you're trying to get help from support, you basically have to be inside of the apps, which is not helpful if you can't get in. So I had those backup codes. They give you like three or four, and I save them in my phone so that I have them, and I've never, ever, ever used them. Thank goodness I had them. I used it and I was able to get back in. But anyway, there's been a lot of weird things happening with Instagram. So I have no idea what's going on, but just know that if you've been having challenges, you're not alone. But let's get back to Reels. So in prep for my Social Media Examiner talk show, I was looking at an article by Social Media Today. And it shows, let me just get the date on this so that I can give you, okay, March 18th. So very recent. And what it shows on here, it says, quote, longer videos are the trend of the moment. Are they? Because I've been using longer videos and let me tell you, they do not overperform. You know, maybe it's my content, maybe it's, there could be so many things. But as you know, I've been a fan of creating content for your purpose, not the platform, and making it as long as it needs to be. Instead of a 9-second video, I'm going to make a 90-second video if I am talking to the camera and I am educating. Anyway, let's go on. It looks like they want to broaden user behaviors and provide more content to keep people engaged. It says Instagram has also been prompting users to upload longer reels to boost engagement. Well, of course, longer reels, just uploading a longer reel doesn't mean you're going to get more engagement. It still has to be an engaging reel. But there is a screenshot, and I don't know if you've seen this happen, but lately when I'm scrolling through or if I've just posted a reel, a little message will pop up right after I posted my reel, and it will be a message from Instagram that gives you some sort of information. Like one of the ones that I've seen come up says, oh, this reel already has 4 hours of views. Well, this one that they're showing here, it says, quote, the length of your reel may be impacting its reach. Reels that are more than 30 seconds usually perform better. Now, that to me is wild because I have seen nothing but short videos exploding. I've seen nothing but the faceless trend happening in the feed. And we'll talk about that too. So I'm writing myself a note so I remember faceless. So I'm hoping that this is really good news for all of you who have been so frustrated and feeling like you have to do trends or it has to be just a B-roll and that you are discouraged that you're talking educational expertise, authority building content is not quote unquote performing. And so I'm really, really excited to see that. I've personally not seen that pop up, but allegedly they're looking for longer content. Now, also, people have reported that there are 3-minute reels. I do not have that yet. 3-minute reels. And typically, not every time, but Instagram does like it when you use the new features that are coming out. So this might be your opportunity to make some longer form videos. And also, you can still upload a pre-recorded video that you've made somewhere else that's 10 minutes long. Now, you can't go into the Reels camera and actually record a 10-minute reel. That's not possible yet. I think it's coming. But what is possible is if you do have a longer vertical video that you've created in another app or something like that, you can still upload it like a regular post. You just can't go into the Reels camera and upload that pre-recorded video into the Reels editing section. So longer form content, I love that. I'm a big fan of longer form content because when I want to nurture my audience or educate, I love being able to do that in a longer format. And of course, as people are watching longer, it's going to boost the watch time. And watch time, as you know, is a big indicator to the algorithm that people are interested. Now, it's not just only watch time. It's shares. Let's be honest. Shares. And, you know, the last time I checked, Instagram said, we do not rank certain engagements higher than another, a like and a save and a share are all the same. In my mind, why would it be? Like if I'm going to actually share somebody's content, I feel like that content should get like bonus points, right? So share-worthy content is, of course, the goal. And it's really kind of hard to define that. I know there's a lot of people, and I've even talked about, I have a formula for share-worthy content. But to be honest, it's, I think, pretty challenging to create content that is quote unquote share worthy. You know, we share content that resonates with us, that relates to us, that entertains us, that educates us, that teaches us something new. And not everything is going to be share worthy or shareable. But the content that is getting shared is certainly the content that is performing, if you want to say quote unquote performing. I keep saying that word and quote unquote because you know how I feel about metrics. Views do not equal value, but you know where I'm going with that. Now, also, the longer the video, interesting, the more monetization opportunities through in-stream ads. Well, well, well. So in January, Meta reported that Reels consumption is up 20% year over year. So we're going to see this continue. I do not believe that you have to make Reels your primary content if you want to see success on Instagram. I personally love carousel posts. And quite frankly, I think people miss picture posts. So I definitely would mix that up. I do because I get bored of making the same thing. Also, a trend that I'm seeing that I like a lot is using a carousel post with a static image or a text graphic as the first slide. And then expanding on that topic on the next slide is a reel where you're talking to the camera. So it's like a combination of a reel and a carousel. But remember, carousel posts are really, really powerful because it's the only format in Instagram that will be shown twice to the same person. Let me repeat that. It will be shown twice to the same person. That does not happen with reels. So here's what happens. If you have, say, 10 pictures, you can actually upload pictures or videos, a mixture of them, and they are testing more. So you were only able to upload 10. I can still only upload 10, but some people have been reporting they've now been able to upload 15 or 20. Now, I don't think we need to get to like that many. That's a lot, right? You don't want to overwhelm people per se with content, but I feel like 10 and 15 is pretty doable. But the thing about carousel posts is that they will usually show the first slide to someone that's scrolling through the feed, and maybe they engage, maybe they don't. And then when that person leaves and comes back later, maybe even the next day, they'll usually show a random slide. Maybe it's slide number 3, maybe it's slide number 10 to that person again. So in my mind, it kind of gives you a 50% more chance to potentially get engagement or at least have your brand seen. So I do love carousel posts, but you might want to try the carousel with the text graphic. And the next slide is like a little reel, and you can repurpose an older reel that you've already used in the past. And so I do recommend saving your reels so that you can repurpose them, of course. Now, one thing that I personally have been feeling, and I don't know if anybody else is feeling this, so if you're listening to this and you're like, yep, me too, I would love to do a little impromptu research. Just shoot me a DM over on Instagram and let me know. I feel like I'm in my anti-reel hook era, meaning I'm kind of tired of creating this hook and then having like a teaser sentence. So it would be something like, do you want to know the number one reason, blah, blah, blah? Well, three things are going to da 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 da. So it's like you're saying all these sentences to increase the watch time. And I just feel like I just want to get right into it. I'm done. I feel like I'm done with the hook. Like, I'm just going to be like, step number one, blah, blah, blah. Step number two, and just get right into it. So I'm curious if anybody else is feeling that way. Because so many people are still like, the hook is so critical. And I get it. Yes. As a copywriting technique, yes, headlines, hooks. But I'm just curious if the way in which we consume video now, if that's changing. Or maybe I'm just burnt out on it because I'm in this industry and I study that. That's probably it. But let me know. Shoot me a DM and let me know on that. Okay, so longer reels we might be seeing. They might be encouraging people to create a longer reel to perform better. We continue to see reels consumption go up. We will continue to see some new monetization opportunities / ads in there. Now, let's talk about the faceless trend. I don't know if it's a trend. Like, there's always been products and brands that don't have a face associated with their product or their service. I firmly believe that if you are a personal brand, if you are a human being and you are the product or the service, you're a realtor, you're a mortgage pro, you're an insurance agent, you're a salesperson, they're going to be trusting. They're going to be connecting with on some sort of sales journey. I do think it's important that you're in it because that is going to accelerate trust. If I only made carousel posts that only had text and only did educational content and I never had anything with me in it, would that content grow or that account grow? Yeah, it would. As long as that content and messaging is good and on point, would I accelerate conversions and trust if I also show up in it? I'm going to argue yes. And so I think it's important to remember, what is your goal? What is your community? What is your brand? If you have a product, let's say you're selling some new seltzer sparkling water. Okay, well, that makes perfect sense. If you are a social media manager who is sharing tips on how to grow your Instagram, that also could make sense to have a quote faceless account. If you are the brand, you are the product, you are the service, and you want to create real human connections, I think it's really important that we see your face and hear your voice and learn your perspective. So let's talk about what else is happening in Reels. I'm not seeing a lot of trends anymore. Every once in a blue moon, I might think I want to do a trend because I like the sound, but I'm kind of excited that we're not seeing a lot of trends because I remember about a year ago, I kept seeing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So I love that people are using it more like Instagram stories and they're talking directly to us. And I love personally, because I love stories, I love that I'm seeing much more low production value, like less studio backlights, flashing captions going, you know, in and all of that. You know, those are all strategies, I guess I should say tactics, for engagement and watch time. And I get that. You know, I totally, it works. That's why, you know, TV shows have multiple cameras because they're going in and they're going out and they're zooming and it helps keep your eyes and your brain engaged. But I have to be honest, I'm too lazy for that. And I know it'll just stress me out because I'm very self-aware and I'm an overthinker. I'm a recovering perfectionist. I just can't do it. So I'm just going to make content knowing who I'm talking to and my message. Those are the two most important things. It means that I'm not growing as fast as other accounts. That's fine. I have accepted that. So what I've been kind of playing with right now in my particular reel strategy is I am still doing mostly talk to the camera reels. I've also tried to make more sort of quotables or sound bites, if you will, because I have what I call Chelsea-isms. And I have been doing some of that B-roll content with a trending song and just a little like quote or a little tip, but I still give so much good stuff in the caption. So I'm mixing it up, just trying to see, you know, what I like. But I think it's all about testing, and I'm sort of in that testing phase right now. I'm not sure where I'm going with it, but I think that we're going to continue to see reels be very, very strong. And I do like going to people's accounts and being able to immediately consume their brand and their vibe and their flavor through Instagram Reels. Now, remember, it's pretty hard to do that if you're actually never talking in any of your Reels. So definitely would encourage you to start some of those talking Reels. And just know it may or may not perform as well as some of the other ones. Simply start by answering questions. It's called the FAQ. That's one of my content categories, is the FAQ. What are the frequently asked questions? What are the things that came up this week? One of the things that came up for me this week was getting locked out of Instagram. I could make an entire piece of content about why you need to have your backup codes, because that's important. So it's really about just being aware of the things that go wrong, about the complaints, about the questions that you're getting. Okay, I want to hear more from you on Reels. What are you struggling with? You can always send me a DM in Instagram. I have the Reel, R-E-E-L, Estate School, and that's for anyone who wants to learn how to use Reels. That is available. It's on-demand training. And we have the Uncopy-Pastable Brand Coaching Program, which is a live four-week, twice a week, 90-minute session where we deep dive into creating your strategy through my five-step proprietary system of how to increase your engagement organically, how to extract the stories that are already living within you and create content that feels authentic and relatable and aligned with you, how to build a sustainable long-term strategy where you're not going to get burned out. This is especially suited for the person who doesn't love social media, is a little afraid by social media, is a little resentful over social media. If you're a Gen Xer like me and didn't grow up with the Internet of Things and it just all feels very overwhelming and discouraging, this is probably the perfect thing for you. If you want more information about that, you can check out the show notes. You can go to my website at chelseapites.com. You can also go to my Instagram at chelseapites, and there's a link in my bio there for you. And I just want to say thank you for joining me for this update on Reels and allowing me to share my insights. Until next time, we'll see you then. Bye. That's all for today's show, friends. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, I'd love to connect with you on the gram. You can find me at chelseapites. And don't forget to grab all of the free goodies, link in bio.